Paul, when you look at today for your group after a very successful night last night, what's the main focus as you look forward to the finale of the road trip here tomorrow?
There'd be themes that we've been trying to look at, not just specific to the Carolina game, but themes that we want to try to get stronger at. So we just applied the video from those areas, some of our rush structure and our penalty kill, which we really liked last night.
Adam Lowry obviously missed a couple of games, and I know he wasn't 100% last night feeling, but what did you think of his return?
Well, it was good as the individual, an important part of our penalty kill, but also what it does to the structure of our group. We think that Andrew Kopp's line doesn't have to be viewed as a fourth line. There's skill on that line, and they can. There's a bit of a hybrid with Andrew in the middle. It's a real strong defensive line, and there's lots of skill there. So it put the... We've been able to run it twice, Nashville at home, and then last night we've liked the way we've looked doing it.
When a guy comes back from suspension, a physical guy, I mean, do you have to talk to him at all? I mean, he said he can't change the way he plays, right?
No, and it wasn't, he didn't catch somebody with an elbow or shoulder. His stick got away from him. It happened again last night, so we just tell him to keep his stick on the ice.
Paul, it seems like when you guys come here every year, Alex Ovechkin's on the cusp of some kind of milestone. 600 last year, and like 1,200 points now he's one away from. So what have you seen in your viewing of him this year? It just seems to be getting better with age.
I don't know what it's the year, but certainly over his time from the maturity that comes into a game. And then, so there's his all-around game is, you know, night and day, as it is with most young players that come in. But then you still have to marvel at that extreme skill. I mean, the points that he's put up, the run of goals that he's been on. So you get a legend, right? You get to watch him still looking to be in his prime, but with the seasoning and the maturity of playing the team game now, just a great leader in that respect.
He was in your division for a long time. Yeah. Happy that he's on the other side now.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was a stretch there. He was probably the heaviest hitter in the league. I mean, he just ran for a couple of years. He was an intimidating force in those times and had the shot. But as, like you said, like all young players, no matter how good you are, there's an awful lot you have to learn about the five-man game, and then you also have to learn the league, and then some patience comes into your game because these guys do carry a completely different kind of pressure to produce numbers, right? They're known for it. It's their brand. They're paid for it. So there's a pressure that comes to that. So it takes those guys sometimes a little while to build the patience into the game because they feel that pressure. I think he has. He's done a marvelous job of growing as a player over his career.
He has 10 45 goal seasons. He's close to his 8th 50 goal season. That consistency is kind of pretty remarkable over the length of time that he's played.
Yeah, and so the question is, like, how can you not come up for an answer for it? You've seen that shot. Like, it's not like he's hiding it. And we're trying to put our two or three guys in the shooting lane and the goaltender, and it just doesn't seem to be working. So he's clearly a special. I mean, there are Hall of Fame players, and then there are also special players in that mix, and he's one of them.
Lining's one of the guys he's looked up to and watched him. Can he learn something maybe from the way he's developed and the consistency in his
way? Well, for sure, and you can just, as a microcosm, take a look at Patty's year this year. Now he's, since he's been moved with Mark and Blake, he's got a whole nother piece to his game that we were really hopeful. We believe Patty is going to be a power forward. It's different than Alex, obviously. There's a speed difference, but Patty's 6'5", 220, and he's 20 years old. He's going to become a very powerful man down low. For sure. What happens is you get these guys come in with this extreme talent, and you kind of expect it to bleed into all parts of the game. They should be able to do everything well. Well, nobody does at 18, 19, and 20. So it takes time for them to build their game. We're really, really happy where Patty is. In the back half of this season, he went through a stretch where he wasn't scoring, but the points aren't what's important now. He's fitting in on the line, and like Alex Ovechkin, you get one or two sets of people out against you, either the best scorers that team has and they go head-to-head, or the best checkers. So your lot in life is not easy when you're putting up those numbers against the other team's best.
Patrick being the setup man to Blake, the scorer, be a bit of an unexpected development? Or did you see that as something that could actually happen when you put them together?
We thought with speed that he plays with now, especially, and the guy whose numbers haven't got, we're not talking about Mark, but Mark's game's changed. So Kyle Connor especially gets in on the puck and sets the forecheck an awful lot. Patty's not going to be able to do that as much now. He's doing it way more than he did before, but Mark now is in on those plays, so those battles along the wall. He's a big, strong guy that can skate as well. Mark has done a really good job of opening up those plays, making them happen on our end for the rush chances that they've had, being patient, being underneath. He's had a big, quiet piece to this line working well. I'm not surprised by Patty, to be honest with you, because he can make those plays. He's always been able to pass the puck. It's just a different dynamic on a line. Blake gets into holes faster than pretty much anybody else that we have, and Patty can find him.
Blake theorized last night when we spoke to him after the game that maybe, and we may have been joking, but that the guys are so focused on Patrick and Mark as the shooters that maybe it is opening up more ice for him.
No, I would think there is a definite truth to that, in that you would approach Patty Laine as a blocker. So if you're coming out to defend on Patty, you're getting in the shooting lane because you can expect that puck going to the net, and that changes your body position a little bit. But I think as much as Blake can be at the blue line and at the back post in a very short time. So Patty doesn't need that much time with the puck, but again, he's not the fastest guy in the league. So Blake and Mark's speed have worked. The reason the line works, and we'll look at stats to say that it's true, is not. It's because Patty's played way harder 5-on-5. And 20, and it's true of Alex, 20-year-old guys, 18, they don't understand that. No amateur player comes in usually with an offensive bent and has any idea of how hard you have to play against the other team's best. So they spend some time and then they go, okay, the top two lines on every team are completely different in some ways than the bottom two lines. The set of D I got to play against, and it takes them a while to learn the pace they have to play at.
So sort of a chicken or egg question here, but did Patrick need to go onto that line to get his game there, or was his game getting there anyways before you put him on that line?
No, he needed the pressure of playing against the other team's best. It was a version of him playing with Lowry for a few games because they play against the other team's best, just to that awareness. And some of it is just keeping up, right? Those are two really fast guys that he's with, and it's forced him. And rhythm, too. He would say that, you know, it's different from coming off the bench third to coming off the bench first. He's a big guy. He stays in the game better. But all the little pieces went. So it needed to – the whole idea was Kyle Connor went in that hole to develop a game as a rookie. Nick Ehlers played with Mark and Blake as a rookie at times, and that's where his game developed. Nick Ehlers December was the best hockey he's ever playing with those two guys. Patty had gone a long stretch without scoring. His game wasn't going, so he goes there. He understands now. I don't know that he would at 18 or 19, but he understands what that job is on that line. It's more than scoring. You have to be better than the other team's best. It's been good.
What impresses you about how Patrick kind of responded to kind of the goal drought and kind of how he handled that? For still a young kid, obviously not 18, 19,
yeah.
18 anymore, but what impressed you about how he handled that?
There's two pieces to that. So when he came back off it was power play goals, right? We needed him to do the other things, the 5-on-5 things, that his willingness to do that, that's not the right word, his awareness that it's important. That's probably it. Young players, all of a sudden, they wake up one day and go, I've got to do everything. You know, I've got to finish my checks. I got to back check. I got to win the paddles on the wall. I got to do all those things. If I want to play in the A hole, can't use that set of sequences. If I want to play on the A line, well, that one, I think I'm going to blush on that one. You know what I'm saying. Okay, we're done today.